In a split vote, the Maine Ethics Commission decided today not to investigate whether the Maine Republican Party violated campaign finance laws for an attack website operated in secret by its executive director, Jason Savage. Republicans say the decision reaffirms Savage's right to free speech, but Savage's actions follow a national trend, with political activists increasingly using so-called news websites to amplify and lend credibility to their partisan messages. Steve Missler has our story.
The Ethics Commission took testimony and deliberated for more than 3 hours before declining to explore whether Savage and the Maine Examiner were intertwined with the operations at the Maine GOP. Commissioners were divided over whether an investigation would yield enough evidence to show either a link to the state GOP or a violation of campaign finance law. Republican Commissioner Richard Nass says the complaint by the Maine Democratic Party was ginned up by the press.
So Mr. Savage has told us that he did this on his own. What resources does this commission have to suggest that's not correct? We're not the FBI here.
Others on the commission said they were disturbed that Savage operated the site in secret and that he refused to disclose his involvement several times prior to the ethics complaint. Savage did not admit his involvement until his digital fingerprints, or metadata, were discovered on the site last month. He then said he operated the site independently. Savage told the Ethics Commission that he had not come forward because he didn't want his party activities to taint what he described as a personal project.
I don't really want it to be a partisan thing. I feel I have a lot to offer to the world on ideas that have nothing to do with which party is winning an election.
But while Savage's Examiner also posted stories about Mainers in the Olympics and the New England Patriots, it took a keen interest in the Lewiston mayoral race. Savage wrote several posts about progressive candidate Ben Chin, which were arguably similar in tone and style to the press releases he often sends for the Maine GOP, but without his name and under the Examiner's purported mission of publishing news.
The identity of the person was unknown, and it was not revealed until a third party figured it out. And that's when it blew up.
William Lee, the Democrat on the Ethics Commission, was skeptical of the GOP's claim that it had no knowledge of Savage's activities at the Examiner.
Without looking into this a little further, there's a danger of the parties, and it could be the Democratic Party the next time, would have somebody in a position of power just create some anonymous website and start doing all the political things below the radar screen that are supposed to be above the radar screen that we do have a right to know about.
And Lee's concerns are already reflected in a national trend. Last year, the Associated Press discovered that the Republican Governors Association was behind the Free Telegraph, a website promoting GOP governors while framing Democrats in a negative light. There was no disclosure on the site until the AP asked the RGA about it. Similarly, GOP Congressman Devin Nunes of California used campaign funds to run the California Republican. The site bills itself as a news and media company. It also just happens to have published a rigorous defense of Nunes's decision last month to release a partisan memo that questioned the credibility of the FBI probe into Russian election interference and potential involvement of President Trump's campaign. It took some digging by the press to determine the source of these sites, which continue to publish content. The same is true of the Maine Examiner, which recently posted an item about the effects of tax-exempt property on property taxes, an issue that just happens to be championed by Republican Governor Paul LePage, the same person who helped land Savage his job at the Maine GOP. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.